tell me about the show Sunday Night with Frigid Kitty.
So this was a really special show. I'd actually played this show, a similar show with Bear Medicine last year, with Everyone Lives and Everyone Wins, and another fingerstyle guitarist who was amazing. And so this time was, you were there, it was beautiful, really nice setting. It's nice to have more of the peaceful listening room type of thing versus the loud rock show, which I also enjoy. But it's fun to have the difference. I felt great before, and then I sat down and I was like, oh, everyone is sitting here really listening. You're not having the drinking crowd that's, you know, not hardly paying attention. But it was great. We've been working on some different kinds of songs, the piano songs that we haven't typically done out live yet. So that was really fun to do those. And Garrett Spear sat in with us, which was really special. And he's a great guy and wonderful soul. So we played a song that Sam had written, played a song that Chris had written. So overall, it was just really nice. I also enjoy that families can come to those kind of shows. It's an earlier show, so like my parents came, and Garrett's parents came, and Sam's parents came, and you know, that's always nice that when they can enjoy it with us.
Very cool. So do you all usually take mutual turns writing the songs for Frigid Kitty?
No, typically at this point all of them have been pretty much my songs, only because it's really just been easiest to put that together. I have quite a few at this point, and this has been my project that I've worked on, so it, you know, that's kind of where it all started from, was me wanting to get some of my songs out. But I'm very open to the collaboration. You know, I wouldn't be playing music with these people if I didn't trust their instincts or thought that they have good, you know, opinions on stuff. So that's always been something that we've wanted to do. And there's been one song that we regularly do that is Chris's, that we used to play in another band, Prognosticator, 5 or 6, 7 years ago. So we've revived a little bit of that. But typically it's been mine, but in the future I'm definitely open to experimenting with group writing and, you know, however it comes together.